Well, shit, Familia. We are here at the Roosevelt in LA because we are going to the X-Men 97 premiere tomorrow. Special shout out to Super Luigi X, who is my hair twin, and was like, I want to make sure you're coming to the premiere. And he made sure we were coming to the premiere. But, you know, last night, well, let me back up a little bit. So yesterday, I got a lot of DMs about Bo DeMaio. Bo DeMaio, for those of you who don't know, is a showrunner for X-Men 97, which is a continuation of X-Men, the animated series, the X-Men cartoon from 1992. And Bo DeMaio is a showrunner. He brought the X-Men back. This is his baby. He wrote the episodes. He presumably was working on season two. And he is very engaging on Instagram. Now, I know he quit Twitter. We're not on Twitter, X, whatever it's called. We're not on it. I know there was a controversy with Sunspot and he was weighing in and it became a whole debacle and he quit Twitter. But he was still active on Instagram, and we're primarily on Instagram. We're 100% always on Instagram. And I have to tell you, we spoke with him quite often, especially these last few weeks. He has been incredibly supportive of Power of X-Men. We were hoping to have him on the show in a couple weeks. I was like, hey, I want to make sure, you know, we lock you in. And he was here like, absolutely, the second X-Men 97 drops, I can speak to you and we can do an episode. And I was like, great. Bo is from Florida. Bo is a big James Bond fan. I mean, that's, you know, for those of you who don't know, I'm from Florida originally. I have a lot of ride in Floridians who go on and do really great things, and I am a huge fan of James Bond, and I won a piece by an artist called Jasper Frame of the Roger Moore James Bond from Moonraker, and I have it, you know, it's my pride and joy, and I have it as sort of a centerpiece in my apartment. So Bo DeMaio, I was just incredibly proud of, and I really wanted him on the podcast. I really, like, he was just such a great guy, and he, even when I announced that I was doing the X-Men book, my X-Men book, shout out to my publisher, Riverdale Avenue Books. When I announced I was doing the X-Men book, he re-crammed it. And I gave him the heads up. I DM'd him. I was like, hey, man, just a heads up, you know, because of your, what you brought with X-Men 97, making this hype real, I'm actually, it paved the way for someone like me to publish a book about what the X-Men mean to me, the X-Men animated series means to me, and what 97 is gonna mean to me. So I want to say that he has been very supportive. I want to say that everyone we have spoken to, if you engage in the Power of X-Men community, especially with us on Instagram, you know who we're hanging out with, you know who we're talking to. I don't want to name names in this episode, but it's fairly transparent who we know. And everyone has said such wonderful things about Bo. Now, yesterday, again, I was getting DMs about, like, where did Bo DeMaio go? And I had noticed that he was quiet on Instagram, but I was like, whatever, he's busy. I mean, X-Men 97, the premiere for X-Men 97 is tomorrow, and the show is dropping on Disney Plus on the 20th, on March 20th. So I can only imagine his schedule is full. He's, you know, doing a yoga retreat, whatever, getting ready for what is going to be a media onslaught. And the trailer dropped and it was insane. And by the way, you know what? I'm going to say this. He was so responsive to me the day the X-Men 97 trailer dropped. And Power of X-Men saw such a huge upswing in engagement and follower count. And our community just grew in the matter of hours, like by like 1,000 people. And I can only imagine that not only from a fan perspective, but from an industry perspective, Bo was probably getting so many DMs and so many emails and texts congratulating him on the trailer. And he took the time to reply to us. And not only reply, but give thoughtful replies. And when I was like, oh, you said this in EW about such and such thing, does this mean this? And he's like, you're piecing too much together. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I read every quote and I marinate on it obsessively. So, you know, yesterday when we were getting these DMs, like, what happened to Bo? And listen, it wasn't just like one or two DMs. It was like a lot of DMs. And I was like, it's nothing. He probably is just, you know, deactivating his Instagram because the show is about to come out. Or maybe it's a publicity mandate from Disney, right? Because, you know, Bo is very open on social media. So maybe Disney's like, hey, you know, the show's about to drop. There's all this controversy with Morph being non-binary, with how Rogue's Peach is looking. So absurd to say this out loud. But, it, you know, there was a lot of, like, controversy out there. Maybe just because the show's about to premiere, let's put a little, like, silence on social media. And I didn't think much of it. I was at the airport. I was getting ready for my flight. My flight was delayed. So, of course, I'm at the bar. I'm having another glass of wine. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. Well, when we landed and sort of in the middle of the night, I couldn't sleep because, again, I'm on West Coast time. And I started seeing some stuff coming in about Bo being fired. And I believe the Giant Freaking Robot was the first to report it. And the story was immediately taken down. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then MSN picked it up and I read the story, but it was still from Giant Freaking Robot. So I was like, okay, well, MSN is sort of quoting an article that has now been taken down. And I'm like, I don't know if this is real or not. Why would they fire the showrunner for X-Men 97 the day before the premiere? Why would they not wait? Even if it's true, let's just say the story was true. Why wouldn't they wait a month or so and say, hey, we're parting with Bo for creative differences and sort of moving on, right? So for me, it didn't make any sense initially. And then, you know, a couple of sources started coming in and I was like, if there's smoke, there's fire kind of deal. And then the Hollywood Reporter ran this story. And initially, I kind of went back and forth on it. I was like, I don't know if I want to report on this because, again, Bo has been really kind to us. I want to be clear about this because the Giant Freaking Robot article talked about how he left X and hasn't been really interacting with fans. And I want to be like, well, no, that's not right. He was on Instagram and he's been interacting with us and he's been lovely with us. He has made sure that we are elevated. He's regrammed us. He's been so kind to us. And so I really did not feel comfortable wanting to report on this. And so I kind of, again, I figured a couple hours before that this story was true. I was like, okay, well, it's only on the back end. You know, it's only on like Giant Freaking Robot. And then I was at Huff kind of looking through, you know, we've done collabs with them before. I went to their LA store. I wanted to get something nice for the premiere. I wanted to see if they still had like some X-Men Marvel stuff. Yeah, and they do. And look, I also got, I also picked over their Gundam collection. And I was feeling, you know, really happy. I was like, oh, I'm kind of grateful where life has taken me. I was at Runyon Canyon earlier this morning. And I start seeing notifications coming in that the Hollywood Reporter has dropped the headline, Marvel Shocker, X-Men 97 creator Bo DeMaio fired weeks before premiere. And this is an exclusive, which is kind of weird to me. I don't know what constitutes an exclusive anymore, to be honest with you, because Giant Freaking Robot had the scoop first. I don't know if they just got a direct line from somewhere with Disney. I haven't read this article. I'm just giving you sort of the back end on this. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I didn't feel comfortable reporting on it because Bo has been really great. But someone was like, you know, we got to honor Bo's work and you're an X-Men source. So because you're an X-Men source, you know, you sort of do have to like touch base on it. And I was like, fine, I will. But it's going to be a heartfelt caption. You know, one of the things I pride myself with Power of X-Men, I've said this before, is that we are just objective, right? We just report on something. And unless it's someone's birthday, we're not going to be gushing and going crazy about it. But I posted about it on the Instagram. The floods of DMs and comments have come in. And I said, please be respectful. And some people are just not respectful. They're like, it was a mohawk. Storm's mohawk did him in. And it's like, oh my gosh, no. Like, please do not say that. But I felt really upset by the news. And I said I needed a beat to sort of process it because I am telling you this, Familia, Bo has been a wonderful human being to us. That needs to be put out there. That needs to be said that he was interacting directly with a lot of other fan channels. And not only was he a nice guy, he went above and beyond. Anyways, I am really upset about it. It's been really sort of like a damper on the day because I'm like, oh man, I'm in LA. I'm so excited. I really wanted to have a fun time at the premiere tomorrow night. And yes, of course we can have fun. And yes, we're going to talk about X-Men 97 and the episodes and their own merit. And as I've always said, we will be very objective on how we feel about the first three episodes. But I wanted an opportunity to talk with Bo. I wanted to see Bo see his years worth of passion sort of come into fruition. Anyways, Familia, why don't we dive into this article? Let's read what the Hollywood Reporter is saying. Marvel shocker, X-Men 97 creator Bo DiMaio fired weeks before the premiere. Exclusive. In an unusual situation on the eve of a project's debut, the writer-producer who worked on Moon Knight and Blade will no longer be promoting the show or moving forward with future seasons. Now, the reason why they're saying the eve of the project's debut is because the premiere is tomorrow. And again, this is, I'm going to be T here. We're going to be objective talking about this. The Hollywood Reporter is an industry magazine. Right. This is like the only thing I can compare to is like when you work in like publishing, the Publishers Weekly, right, or Publishers Marketplace. Those are like where you go to find out about deals and official information. So if it's running on there, it's true. Right. There's really it's a reliable source. And to have a headline in the Hollywood Reporter that says fired is wow. The day before the premiere, a week before the show is going to drop on Disney Plus, to say that the showrunner was fired, I mean, that is a tough headline to bounce back. It's not a, we are parting ways, there are creative differences, oh, Bo did such a great job, we wish him well, he wants to do something else, we're going to bring in this new person, it's going to be great, don't worry about it. This is, and I've been trying to think about it, I've been trying to wrap my head around it. I don't understand why they would have even let this story sort of come out now. Disney's a big enough media house where they could have stopped this story. I think they didn't have to give it any traction. They could have rebutted it because this can only be negative press for X-Men 97. That's all. I mean, people are going to run crazy with this. Like, oh, it's because the series is not good, blah, blah, blah. And that's why they fired him and all this stuff. It's mind-boggling. And I was telling this with someone, we're going to give some more tea here. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like all of these like events, stuff like that. There's so much inter-community, you know, relationships, drama, nuances, you know. And I'm like, oh, I just want to enjoy X-Men 97. That's it. I don't care who's doing what. I don't care who's dressing up as what. I don't care who's arriving when. I just want to enjoy X-Men 97. I want to sit there with the creator at this premiere and just enjoy the series. And this is really, this just dampers it, right? And now, of course, the conversation is going to be about the showrunner being fired. Even if you haven't been following along with Bo DiMaio, even if you don't know who he is, your headline is X-Men 97 creator fired. X-Men 97 showrunner, whatever you want to give him the moniker, fired before the premiere. Let's dive into this. Earlier this month, Bo DiMaio was in the midst of a particular busy time at Marvel Studios. The writer-producer was preparing for the launch of X-Men 97, the Disney Plus series he created as a continuation of the beloved 90s Fox Kids show. DiMaio, a Marvel regular who wrote on live-action series Moon Knight, as well as drafts of the company's delayed but still upcoming thriller Blade, had completed writing duties on season 2 of X-Men 97, was lining up press, making plans to attend the show's Hollywood premiere on March 13th. He was even discussing loose ideas for a third season with members of his team. But early last week, Marvel and DiMaio suddenly parted ways. His company email was deactivated, and cast and crew were informed he was no longer on the project. DiMaio's Instagram, once a source of X-Men updates, was deleted. No reason for the firing was given. So, you know, I was talking to some people last week, and I did notice there was something weird in sort of the texting. Listen, this is just me being paranoid or just being hypersensitive. I harp, anyone who knows me knows I harp on every single word and I hyperanalyze. I'm like, why did this person respond to me like this? This is a little unusual. So I didn't think much of it at the time, but now I'm like, oh man, this would line up earlier last week. This would line up with some texts I was sending out or some conversations I was having with folks. And I'll be like, oh yeah, this stinks pretty badly. Oh, you know, this is very specific to say that his company email was deactivated. This tells me that this is information they're getting on the inside. And the casting crew were informed he was no longer on the project. Again, I had gotten messages yesterday that his Instagram account was MIA and where did he go? Again, I didn't think much of it because he's on the eve of releasing a major show that's going to draw a lot of impassionate fans. We've seen everything out there. We've seen impassionate fans already messaging anywhere between we love it to what is this to what the animation to Storm's Mohawk to this is great. Gene is pregnant. Is that Madeline? I mean, this is like, I mean, in terms of reaction, bro, for X-Men 97, the reactions are all over the place. So I just figured hunkering down before the big storm because he's going to have to field a lot. And it's tricky to sort of maneuver everything. Marvel had no comment. DeMaio's representatives did not return calls for comment and emails to the showrunner yield no response. It was a surprising turn of events on the eve of the show's March 20th debut. Splitting with writers is a normal part of business for Marvel or any studio. However, it is unusual for a top creative on a Marvel project to miss a premiere or cancel press plans last minute, even if they've been shuffled to the side. I agree. We saw this with Nia DaCosta, where she was still doing press for the Marvels, right? And there was a lot of negative press with Nia out there because she had already started working on another project and wasn't really wrapping up the film. But she still went out there and she still did press and she still talked about the X-Men. It is very unusual something like this happened. Most Marvel premieres feature multiple screenwriters walking the red carpet, some of whom had been rewritten by other writers also walking the carpet. Marvel announced DeMaio's hiring in November 2021. The move was met with some level of excitement. I think all of us were excited to see the X-Men come back. And by the way, Bo gave a wonderful quote to Entertainment Weekly where he said, "The X-Men mission traditionally has always been about them talking to humanity and saying, let's walk forward to the future together." He understood the X-Men, right? I was very excited for it. The move was met with some level of excitement as the scribe brought his identity as a black man to the project and made it a point in talking to the press about how growing up as the adopted son to white parents with a Korean sister in the South made the X-Men characters and their struggles for acceptance by society personal to him. His silence on social media has been acute as he was a prolific poster sharing X-Men tidbits as well as shirtless pictures of himself at the gym. Yes, Bo was very known for shirtless photos of himself at the gym. We all loved it. You know, that's it. I mean, he's liked to work out. For a time, he also ran a non-explicit OnlyFans account, all of which inspired the LGBTQ publication Out. He used to work at Out, The Advocate, Gay.com, and Allison Books back in the day. Out to declare him the sexy gay Marvel writer and showrunner to know. So there we go, Familia. Bo DeMaio is no longer on X-Men 97. This is really tough news to sort of metabolize. I ask the Familia, how do you all feel about this news? Drop your feels in the comments. Please, let's try to be respectful of this. We are excited to see what X-Men 97 Season 1 is going to look like. We will be at the premiere tomorrow. We're going to live stream it from our Instagram account. But yeah, this is going to be tough. But anyways, Familia, drop your feels below and let's chat about it as a community.